Okay, welcome. I was late getting here today. Can people see me? I saw Mara was on, so she let the people on. And what are we doing today? So today is September 13th. And we're in the lab. And we got to ship out our instruments for next week. So I was going to go over some procedures about flushing the HVPS off with nitrogen gas. But before I start, are there any questions? Please ask me questions. About anything. Anybody in the room have questions? More people coming in. So, Michael's going to come through here. Michael, you got questions? What are questions today? All right, hold on. Why don't we come over and we can take a look at the camera stuff first. Let's see if I can share the screen here so I can see it on my big monitor here. And we can look over the lab. And I go, there we go. So I support us. Us over here because we are looking at the Hawkeye probe here. So that should go on here, right? Oh, I want a union for that. Isn't that where it says? It just got like that. Yeah, it's the right size, but you need to put the two together. So. So we'll watch Christian work here. And so today we're going to talk about purging the canisters. So one of the things we do in the field is that we run nitrogen through the instruments so that we get them nice and clean and remove all the water vapor. And today I don't have nitrogen in the lab, so I'm going to use some precious helium. So the main thing is to use something that is not does not have water vapor. So this is the one for the FSSP. So there should be one in the back too then. Michael, where's your wrench? You took these ones. You took the front off. You should take the back off too. So this one that says the FSSP. So this is for purging the FSSP. FSSP, sorry, the fast CDP. In the old version like this. But maybe before as Mike and sorry, Michael took down Christian's taking that other piece off. So why don't we do the canisters first? And we have a checklist for this, right? We have a procedure document. Was Persianus? No, nothing. So these are for slave drop fittings. So give you the lesson on slave drop fittings. These fittings don't seal along the threads. They seal along the fitting itself, so inside of here. So once they are locked in place and they're tight like this, you don't need to tighten them anymore. If you tighten them up more, it doesn't help. Here, I think I showed you guys this. The way you tell if these are tight is you put this gap check right there. And if you can't put it in there, if it's loose, so say it's loose like this, and you look at the quarter inch size, it's a quarter inch straight drop, and you put it in there, that means it's leaking. Okay, so you don't have to do that. So, but if you go like this and you put it in there and it won't go in the gap, that means it's tight. And you don't need to tighten up anymore. So that way you can check all your systems without having to take it apart and you know they're leak tight. So the same thing here, these don't have to be real tight as long as it's all the way on there. Usually you have to stand tight. How will we do it like this? Get it from the bottom. I suppose I'm gonna put this up on the table. What do I get? You guys back here with a bit. Alright. So typically you have a bottle of compressed air. I have a mini tank here that's easy to move around since I didn't want to bring the big tanks in the lab today. And what you have is, this one's not. Okay, now we can get access to the valve, the shutoff valve. So this is a shutoff valve, and then this is the regulator. And typically there's two gauges here, you can't really see. Come closer. So if you turn on the one gauge, you turn on the valve, get it coming out. And what you should see is on the high side gauge, this comes up in pressure. But this low side is doesn't have any pressure on it. That's because the regulator is already open. And that regulator regulates the low side pressure. So you can turn this, and I'm holding it. But the pressure is not too much. It goes up just a little bit, but you can't even see it. So on here, we just need a little bit of air that comes through. So you turn the regulator, but you just feel a little bit of air. And you just feel a little bit here. Don't need too much on there. So what we need to do is open up both of the caps, take both of the caps off of the boat. And we'll just let the air run through. And then you can put your hand here and feel some air coming up. And we don't need too much. So usually you want to stick it a while. It's probably better to what do we do? Usually you put enough so you can feel it coming out. You run that for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So we'll call it 5 minutes. Flush that air through there. So do we have my stopwatch? Hey, who needs a stopwatch now? We all have phones. So get out your phone app. Adjusting it so I don't have too much of the air going through there. And you just need a little bit, and the idea is just to force out any water vapor containing air that's inside that. Inside the canister. Get in my clock app. This is probably not the best regulator. We have a better one with a lower valve that we hook up to the tanks and order up. So we start about 115 here, so we got that goal. But we also, I've done this before because this canister wasn't open up. Also, you know, we're gonna need to fly it tomorrow or anything. So you got just close that off. And so the other thing is they just close off the valves for this. And I like the idea of putting a little bit of extra pressure. Forward with these valves, if you just have the, you don't have a valve, just have a cap. Do that, and a little bit of extra when you have on here, so that a little bit on there, so you have the good note to yourself, do not lose the caps. And you should probably have a couple extra caps to take with. So that if you win it, lose, and this place is down. So there's another one on the back of that, right? That's that one. Yeah, so it's that. So let's move the HVPS out of the way. Oh, and then the other thing is once you're done with this, we have to put the cap back on. And you gotta make sure that the screws, Michael. Are them the ones? You want to use the same screws because you don't want to mess up the thread sort of where it goes in here. Because if you use ones that are too deep, you can wreck the threads. So these are X type of heads on here, the six-sided, either right wrench, and then at Walps now, let's see, they read a screw, no? Too small. Okay. So they're letting us take the caps off, or did they do that?
They let us do it last time around with the room this year.
They let us take the caps off.
So we needed supervision.
Yeah, we just need caps.
Supervision to check our caps. Okay. Ideally, the way that we do this is you should have one person that does the work and then one person that checks it. So that was good. I'll put this back on. And these are regular screws, so they tighten up on the threads. But the cap is on here, so you want to make sure it's back on good, not falling off. So typically, you start out the screws first before that. So get them all started. They go in pretty easily. So, and then you just turn it like that. Usually you can do it this way, it's easier to turn the wrench. But that's one of the advantage of the cans from Spec. They're sealed because they have all through the canisters and the heads, tips sealed. So I go around, just double check that there. Height. Check me. Something else. Check that, then when you have it all set. And everything's sealed so that you shouldn't get any water to condense. And that's to keep the water vapor off the optics. Good. Okay, now we have the Hawkeye probe here. We've taken the two ends off, or the guards, I guess, off of the Hawkeye probe. So you can see, also these are the first for the 2DS, and then they got ones up here for the crowd dropper probe. So just like the other one, you want to purge and open up. And these ones, they have the Teflon. Yeah, this is Teflon instead of the stainless steel fittings. So you hear that. See, when I take this off, this is when Spec does it. And you hear a little bit of pressure coming out. You hear that, right? So they over-pressurize.
How does the world come?
Yeah, okay, so let's do it and see if we can over-pressurize it. Yeah, well, that's the thing. This one is a little bit harder. So how do you get it with both of them? Because I can push the
it was just easier with the ones at Wild to have the gauge, because you can just look at the gauge and see how much PSI is.
Yeah. So did you just do a regular gauge?
Yeah. We even had it open, and then you just open it close to ready.
So I can do that because I can put the pressure on this. So it will over. So I got it right now. So I should be able to add extra. But you just close the one. It should, you don't see it too much, but so it holds it. That's, I got my finger on it, so I'm just over pressurized it now. Well, you have the regulator, right? Get that regulated. We don't have a gauge just on there. We should get a 10 PSI gauge. This one is 3 PSI. Do we have any step on tape? Have any with us?
No, I think I'll probably just make some of these.
Step on tape. So these ones now are what they call pipe thread. Yeah, it doesn't seem to break right there. Drop it on the cement. But we didn't break right this. So these are pipe threads, they call them, and these seal around the thread. So to help seal them, you need this Teflon tape put on. Put some tape on there, get the threads covered. That helps seal it. Tape, and then
was a plumber. That was laying around the house 24/7.
Person that had my house before I bought this plumber. So if you really want, you could put it in. And now we have the other ones up here. What's up? That would be another. That would be nice to see the direction. Directions for it. Grab some more meshes. I want to get back. So this one actually has the smaller size one. Wow. Now the question is, do I have one of these? Something. In couples to that. I don't want to have a straight one, but my elbow works just as well. So when you're 7 years old, you have to take your jobs and yourself.
Reason why I didn't take over the phone.
Yeah, so this is no way to work with this. We'll pass and get your PhD, then we're back to your phone. These ones are straight rods, so I have to tighten them. Good tight, but sometimes need a wrench because so if I want to run it through there, I just hold it to go like this, so I can hear it through the valves. Shorter. We'll have another one that's, we should get one that's like 10 PSI. Put on the list.
pressure goes back up.
Now it's up.
That's still a lot of PSI, just PSI.
Don't need that much.
Well, it's called a weekend future. So this is over. I went over 2 PSI. Pressure that's in it. This one, this is more like the effect of tension.
It sure sounds like it.
So it looks like 10.
That's the sound that we get when it's 15 PSI. Yeah. Maybe it is a fact. It doesn't say it.
Yeah. Sure, that's still enough like that. So then what do? The problem is, well, you put this on.
So that's why you overpressurize it a little bit, because you're going to lose some pressure when you take the gauge off.
Yeah.
So you overpressurize it by a little bit.
Okay, so I still have that at 10, I call that 12. Okay. So then you just reach quickly.
Yeah.
What's the demo?
I unscrew this, but keep pressure on the on the actual connection itself, and then quickly.
That's like, I don't know how they do it, because now if you did it now, how do you get that? Now, if you open it up, we don't get anything coming out like they did when they had. So, how does
here? Well, let's try one more time.
What do you want? You want something else on here? I could put a tube on.
Well, that's what it was like. We would hold the tube.
You just have a tube on that, right?
Do you want to slide to it?
No, I was thinking something else. Well, right?
Yeah.
You put this on.
Yeah.
Hold the.
Yeah, this is got the extra one. We'll just make sure it's not too much.
Okay. Well, again. Now you just loosen it, you keep the tube in it.
Yeah. There's a lot of connection.
And the data glue. Now we have a structure right there.
That's why you overpressure a little bit more, because then you're going to lose about like a quarter of the original pressure that you had on.
I think you can feel like that. That should see it.
I don't know if it makes a difference which one you do.
No. Not tight in. Finger tight, press 1/4 turn. That's what you do for all the stuff.
Let's go up to my finger.
All right, one more, let's zero. So I guess you can do it. You just have to switch. And you might make some force through this reach. Okay. I guess that's the way they do it.
Worked last year.
So overpressurize it, put it on all them. So a lot of times we should actually try to do the Hawkeye with it off. At least this one. Because this one goes through the 2DS. At time, but then it's harder because you gotta take the columns off.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't pressurize it once last year.
Depends. Maybe we could do it at the beginning of a project once we're out there.
Keep an eye on the gauges on the software, and then it starts getting low, and we know it's good.
And then the same thing on this.
Yeah.
Over pressurize it. Put the stuff on that. So over that. And of course, this is all on there, and you're going to take the screws. Everything's internal. So there we go. We got the
pressure on that. The other thing,
you put this, we went through the HVPS. So that's why there's a seal right here. You got to make sure when you put in the instrument. The steel doesn't get damaged. It looks like it is a little bit. I gotta be careful, because that's the other thing is when I turn it on this thing. So do you have any vacuum grease?
That's some grease.
No. Order up.
She got another.
That will help too. To... So we're getting a lot of stuff. So back in Greece, this helps to seal on the tubes. Yeah, always. It helps to make a good seal, and it helps protect the O-rings a little bit too, but this will help seal along the O-rings. Okay, let's see. Probably be careful when we turn these in this wooden one here to make sure that it's put some grease onto my board so that it actually turns a little bit better and doesn't damage. But we should get a little bit of this in case you ever need it. Helps to seal it a little bit better. Not very necessary, but if you ever have a damaged O-ring or something that's a little bit, have a new one. So I would move this over to, I'm not sure what these ones are for. Them in for the cups to keep your screws and everything. You guys have that now. And you have the other ones. They have ones that go into the take that. Coming on too.
These are actually
the
just order new stuff
from there.
Are these the new ones that just came in?
Yeah, so then just go to the rack section.
Oh, we got new screws. So where are we going to put them?
You want to show that? That amount of heat is there, right? Let's show them the heaters here. That's the heater that goes into the tip. And there, this heater is along here. So both of these are the heater boilers. Zoom in, yeah, they just why don't we move it out so it's on the side?
Let's go on first.
You might not even have to take that part off.
Well, in order to take this off, I have to. So.
Which one goes on first?
Probably this one, because we have to make sure that the light is.
Might have to be the other one, no?
The micro is the screws.
So is there only three of them?
Yeah, there are only three.
So what's that be them? I should really, well, here. The problem with this is we should probably put it down this way because we can't get the regulator. Mm-hmm. But you can get the stop valve there. And I'm like, So I don't know. Why don't we just stop with this? And I think on Thursday we can go over the hot wire quotes with WCM and the King Pro. So
why don't we just stop and we just call this HVPS 2DS demo. How do I get out of this? And everybody online is probably escape from here, huh? Okay. So maybe just call that a session here today so that we can have the demo for Persian, the HVPS and 2DS. And then we'll do Thursday, go over to Wax and Hotwire stuff before we have to ship everything out starting Thursday and get to Wallops. So I don't see any questions. Just a demo today, and I'll label this on the site. And if anybody wants, send me a the analysis of the crowd droplet probe data, and we can look at that. So no questions, emails, we'll just call that good. And I need to, so we'll end that there, and we'll talk to you on Thursday if you want to log in. Talk to you later.